This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we've got another story about a doctor being attacked for being a good doctor who doesn't hurt you or kill you. Wow. Big surprise, though, in the West, where doctors that actually do good work are targeted for elimination somehow. Also, lots of questions of the day. We'll see what we can get to. Super Don's going to manage that for me. And, of course, upcoming events if we survive Hurricane Irma, which we will, folks, we will. Think positive, right? And Super Don and I had great discussions about prayer yesterday on the air, Cap Morgan. You would have loved that. Freshman Friday, though, on tap part two, we were talking antioxidants in a very deep, meaningful way. It's always deep and meaningful with Cap Morgan.
I think you just take it there. You're so passionate about each of these topics, which is why it's always so fun to bring something to you that I feel like could be talked about in just a couple of seconds, and you can just, you know, take it to that professor-like level.
Oh,
but it just seems like we always come back to the silica every single time. People are going to think that, like, my whole segment is sponsored by silica. It's not.
Well, you're maybe so beautiful because of the silica you take now. It's keeping you so young and wrinkle-free, and it's also helping to repair the connective tissue that has been, you know, harmed by the medical profession over the years that you've been through that. So I didn't plan it. I didn't even know what you were going to talk about today, quite honestly. So it's fun, and if you're saying that you want to hit this in 2 minutes and I belabor these points, go ahead. Call me out on it.
Well, no, because I think that's kind of the whole point of the Freshman Friday is, like, I come at it from one perspective, and then you and all of your ancient wisdom can, you know, take it that much further.
Yes, it's old people jokes. Remember, Captain, we got a grandpa with us, Super Don's a grandpa, and that makes him automatically older. You can't whatever that.
I can, and I did.
My radio wife here, that's what it is.
So, well, continuing our conversation just a little bit, I was joking about eating all the blueberries and the green tea in the last segment, but, I mean, again, as somebody who's kind of in marketing, it's fascinating to me how there are trends in food just as there are in fashion and anything else, and green tea and blueberries was all the rage for a while because of antioxidants, and then it was pomegranate was like the new superfood extraordinaire, and people are still touting, you know, every couple of weeks I hear another article about dark chocolate and red wine. Like, that's just going to solve everything. It's got antioxidants, it's good for the heart, and the most recent thing is that dark chocolate makes you eat less. So if you eat dark chocolate before dinner, you won't overeat. Have you ever heard of that study?
Yeah, that's why I do a dark chocolate green tea, let's say blueberry concentrate smoothie every morning. No, listen, the problem
is not bad, actually.
Yeah, Kevin, the problem is, you know, when people are told to eat dark chocolate, you know they're eating chocolate that's loaded with sugar because the real dark chocolate is very bitter, and bitter is good. It's good for so many systems of the body. And you get into Ayurvedic, you understand the concepts of bitter. In Chinese medicine, they talk about it more than we do in the West. But you know, but in the European concept of herbalism, they do get the bitters being good for the liver, for instance. But the, you know, for me, I temper my enthusiasm, realizing that if we say dark chocolate is awesome, people are going to rush out and get the sweetest dark chocolate bars that they can, and think that that's all they need to do, along with the red wine. I don't know, is the red wine organic, or does it have contaminants due to glyphosate spraying of the grapes? That's another big issue with red wine. You've got to be careful, because there is contamination of glyphosate everywhere. And in terms of area, surface area, grapes have a lot of surface area, so if they are sprayed, there's going to be more glyphosate than ever, than certain other crops. That they may or may not be making into wine, like the kind Superdon, like Boone's Farm or something. I remember that.
Yeah, they still sell in the stores. That's,
yeah, I'm not that's, thinking that it's recommended.
It's inexpensive, let's party beverage,
like
pretty much. Yeah.
Chateau de Ripple. I don't know. This is not, that's not a good conversation
it's
to
a
have.
It's a step above, what they call it, Two Buck Chuck. Yeah,
I don't even remember the two-buck truck. But you know, getting back to trends, Cap Morgan, I'm just ragging on Super Don because he made fun of Neil Diamond yesterday on the video. We do most of the time now the YouTube simulcast, and you know, occasionally I'll step away at the top of the hour, I'll play some music, and it was a little Neil Diamond, and he was making fun of it. So he's in the doghouse for a little while here, but it's all right. But the trends often bypass me. I'm not a trend guy. I'm a principled guy, and I'll apply what works. And if I learn something new that's going to work even more efficiently, fine. We're going to get to that too. That's okay. But the idea, for instance, of kombucha. In the 1990s, I was making kombucha in my kitchen, right, with the SCOBY and everything, and we were pouring it out and as this fizzy drink at home. Now kombucha is like the hot drink, if it is. Maybe it's passed already, but you see it in Whole Foods and everywhere, and people pay big bucks for this stuff, and the blends are rather kind of crazy and wild, and I like very few of them. So I've been there and done that, and you know, if it works for you, great. But once again, they modify these trends to where they're acceptable for most, and they're not as pure. Like the dark chocolate you talked about now becomes a sugary substance that also has some dark chocolate in it.
Okay. So it's not as much fun as just grabbing my nearest Dove bar. More thought needs to go into it. And, you know, I think for a lot of people that I talk to, that's kind of one of the biggest deterrents to eating healthy, is that it just seems to require so much extra thought and planning and work, and you can't just grab something that's readily available. Like, why is that? Why is it so hard to do what is right?
Well, we don't know from hard, and millennials don't know from hard. And the reason
How dare
is,
you?
No, listen, I'll say Gen Xers don't either. For the most part, we grew up in a time and an era where we really are so far removed from what it takes to live that we don't appreciate. Like, you know, again, we've got this Hurricane Irma coming through. Obviously, some of you might be listening after it's already passed, and you'll know things we don't know as we're on the air here tonight. But man, oh man, when you have no electricity and you have no gasoline available, you want to talk about hard living, right? Scraping by. And I'm talking about when the boxes of prepared processed foods are running out. Then we're talking the way it used to be. That's real living, where you had to grow your own food. You had to can your own food to get through the winter, or, you know, bottle it, whatever. That, it's so radically different when a millennial or a Gen X or anybody says, oh, it's so hard. It's like, no. You don't know hard. You wouldn't survive this zombie apocalypse when we can't get the stuff from Whole Foods, from the grocer's freezer, from the refrigerated section or the prepared section. So it is a cold slap in the face, if you will, or a very hot, sticky one after a hurricane comes by and you lack the electricity to keep you chilling on a hot summer's day in Florida.
You are so quick to rag on my poor millennial friends, but perhaps some of us deserve it. But I think it's really, again, like, every single generation, when you're young and you're kind of on that cusp of growing older, I mean, my generation now is kind of entering their 30s. Some people that I know are super, they're organic, they're vegan, they care about what they put in their bodies, they'd rather go hungry than drink, you know, the wrong water and never touch stuff with fake sugar. And then there's the other extreme that we're all on Facebook yesterday bemoaning the fact that Walmart was out of the Wonder Bread before the hurricane. So
what?
I think there's a little bit of both still.
There's still such a thing as Wonder Bread?
I know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have mentioned it. Calm down. Drink some antioxidant.
No, but I know, Cap Morgan, you're not going to stoop to eating Wonder Bread.
No. I posted a photo on my Facebook of our Publix still had all those delicious, I can't remember what the brand is, but those bottled organic juices.
Oh,
like
Suja. S-U-J-A. Yeah, yes. It's amazing. I love that that's there when I have availability to it. It's certainly, I agree, easier than making your own juice. Maybe not as ideal, but still, they got some really great blends, and it's wild that it's in the mass market. While we have it, I'm going to enjoy it. Yeah, I agree. But the idea of Wonder Bread, if some of your generation are still eating it, I was like, dude, it's not even retro. That's like asking for trouble because it's diabetes bread. It's like every mineral removed, cadmium put in there, or that's what happens in the processing. And it's memory bread. I mean, you smush that thing down into a little ball, it bounces right back like its former self. This NASA should use this on the space station.
Ooh, I should have brought some of that with us to kind of line these crazy mattresses we're sleeping on.
Just call it Tempur-Pedic bread.
Tempur-Pedic bread, yes. Made from Wonder Bread, if we only knew. They always called it Space Age, but it wasn't. It was just a bakery that removed all the minerals, processed it out so it was white as the driven snow and lacking any mineral that could actually help you process it, especially chromium.
Well, and here we come back to chromium. Now, remind us why chromium is so good and why we all need to bone up on that with the silica.
Well, chromium is critical for liver function along with selenium. It is super critical for the delivery and the reuptake of sugar to the cells and back out of the cells where it's stored for use later. And it is also critical for women who are pregnant that want to have healthy babies with no birth defects because it's very protective of chromosomal integrity. Those are just a few of the things in addition to the elevation of HDL, high-density lipoproteins, that the adequate quantities of chromium can elicit in the production within your blood and liver.
Okay. Now, if we have just another minute here, how can you tell if you are in need of a detox or some help with your liver and kidneys and cleaning the stuff out of them? Because getting the bad stuff out of your food and blood cells and stuff is one thing, I think, if I understand correctly, but getting it out of your liver and kidneys, which is kind of the dumping ground, is like another step, right?
How do you know? Okay, I have a litmus test. Is everybody listening? It's a 3-word question. Are you ready? Write this down. And if the answer is yes, you'll know what to do. The question is, are you breathing?
Okay.
Then you need to.
So it's for everybody.
You got it. We all need to be doing something.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. We all need to do something for our liver every day. That's why we had Doc Newsom on last hour. That's why I'm working on my homeopathic formulations to bring out as well. Listen, we got to take a break here. Captain Morgan, so good to have you on board so quick after your early retirement. A lot of fun. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
All right, back after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
From the joy of Freshman Friday, we go to a topic that just ticks me off. Turns me into hurricane whatever. And that is the fact that vaccinologists, the people who are in that church of vaccine mysticism, do not want anybody to leave their church. You're talking about like the Scientology of pharmaceutical religion, which is ironic because Scientology is against a lot of the psychiatric drugs, a lot of big pharma. But anyway, I made the analogy. Okay, so the idea that a doctor should not be allowed to write an exemption or make that exemption so narrow as to only be one in a zillion, right? They claim only one in a zillion actually get harmed by vaccines. Well, how do they know? They've never conducted double-blind placebo-controlled studies to determine the safety of these things. Yet they criticize the doctors who say, you know, based on this family history, I think it's a legitimate exemption. We're going to write it. They shouldn't vaccinate the child. Now, they're upset about that in the era of SB 277. They want to curtail doctors being doctors with conscience, and they're doing it down under as well. We have a story out of Australia, once again, the land of the wussy government Australians, and it relates to this guy, Dr., what's his name? Peace. They call him a rogue doctor. John Peace, or Peace.
A rogue doctor.
Yeah. They want him to stop treating patients, and he signed a consent decree temporarily as they're reviewing this case because he's written hundreds of exemptions to vaccinations for children who couldn't otherwise go to kindergarten or childcare. And, you know, there's also exemptions for, if you have an exemption, that you can still get whatever that payout is from the Australian government, right? Some kind of childcare benefit or something. But they're targeting this guy like he's a Nazi doctor. I mean, again, I use these terms, but of course, the idea is he's a doctor. he looks at these things, and we even quoted him with John Rappaport, because John Rappaport wrote about him. He said, for 40 years, I have witnessed vaccine injury. So now they've targeted him for termination, basically, and he's had to enter a consent decree to stop seeing patients while they're reviewing this whole exemption issue down under. But there is a fundraiser page, a GoFundMe account for this guy to help him offset and fight the bad guys back down in Australia. And they got a 200,000, I don't know if it's American dollars or Australian dollars goal, because this is out of Aussie land, but they've raised, as of this morning, 112,000 plus. So they're on their way. I think this is a worthwhile cause, because if you can support a good doctor, maybe other good doctors that are hiding in the shadows in fear of their livelihood may come out from under the shadows and support them and say, you know what, I've seen vaccine injury too.
Amazing. It's gosh, what is it with Australia? You know, it's like we keep covering all these stories out of Australia, and they are just like, you know, you use the term Nazi, and I know that that's kind of cliche almost.
You know, it's only because I can't say the word that rhymes with wussy that begins with the letter P.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? That's almost generous, I think, in that word that rhymes with wussy.
Yeah.
Because it's not like they're being wusses, in my opinion. They're being, I don't know what.
Bullies, I mean, at least.
Yeah. You know, you thought it was bad here. You know, Australia's doubled down on this whole situation.
Yeah, they banned Polly Tommy. They banned Dr. Humphreys. They certainly would never let Wakefield in down there. Of course, they banned Jerry Tenpenny. And then
you know, Robert, you ought to try to go to Australia and see what happens.
Do you want me to get on the banned list? I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure
let's just do it, dude. That's like a badge of honor.
All right, folks down in Australia, if you want me to come down and do a tour, let me know. I love Australia, and the people are great, but your government conflicted with pharmaceutical interests that are not yours. That's where the devastation is happening. I would be interested in going back down to Australia. They probably would add me to the banned list as long as they have the same people in power down there, though.
Well, one could only hope. Like I said, I mean, you would be in good company. But, you know, listen, until things change there and change everywhere, at least we do have an opportunity here with this GoFundMe page to be able to support this guy. Because, you know, these guys need to be supported.
Sure.
They are the ones that are standing up to this, you know, for lack of a better word, tyranny that's going on.
You're
a doctor.
Right.
The guy's a doctor. He has the right to write a medical exemption if he determines that it is something that is warranted. And now even the doctors, you know, you're not able to do it unless you go along with what the narrative is.
It's lockstep. It's bootstep. It's whatever it is. But, man, it ain't doctoring. Unless a doctor is free to utilize his own intelligence and training to make different decisions, and they may be in disagreement with a lot of other docs. But unless, again, you're into collectivism, and most medical doctors apparently are, then there's no freedom for doctors to say, no, there's an exemption, and it is legitimate right here and right now. So support Dr. P.S. We are coming right back with more questions of the day as well.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, I brought the lawn furniture in on the break, so we're one step closer to being ready for Hurricane Irma. And I want to thank my son for, not only did he not fight me, Super Don, on this, you know how it is to have a teenage son, right? You've been there.
Five times. Excuse me, three.
But you know those times where they overachieve, and it isn't like they're looking for some reward. There are times where you're like, dude, it's all going to be okay. You've done a good job. Man, oh, man, he's a fine young man. And I know people that know my son know that. But, you know, when you, it's just as a parent, you see every side as we were every side for our parents, right? But when he's there, man, he's engaged and keyed in. He created all this room in the garage. I mean, I was so impressed. It was like, it was almost too thorough. I was like, dude, come on, back off a little bit. But it was great. Great. Gave us all the opportunity to clean up so that we won't have missiles flying around when the wind kicks in over the weekend.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody's talking about this, and, you know, we can do is hope that maybe the, you know, the hurricane's path will kind of shift maybe to one side or the other or what. But like I said, we'll be sending you some good vibes here coming up over the weekend. Now, rumor has it we may be live on Sunday, huh?
Yeah, if folks, again, I know this is daredevil radio here, but if we're just getting preliminary winds and we still have electricity and internet, I'm inclined to not take the day off and really report on, not only on the storm, but about the things that are going on that are important to me, you, and all y'all that listen to the show. So,
well, I just want to know, are you going to do like a Jim Cantore thing, like out in the backyard and give us like a Facebook Live type thing so we can see what's going on?
Well, that's kind of up to my wife. If she says, don't go out there, you know,
okay.
It's enough. It's stressful enough, you know.
Yeah, all right.
I imagine myself as a Jim Cantore. That guy, even though he's short, dude, got some muscles on him. I have to work out some.
Yes, he does. I will never forget the one that he did where he was out in the snowstorm and he saw the thunderstorm.
Oh, yeah, that was genuine glee from a little
boy. He was
like
a little kid.
Yeah. I love that. And it's like that for me, you know, when you get into that state, there's just such genuine excitement. And I've been there. You remember watching that one YouTube channel or YouTube when the guy saw a rainbow and was practically crying? Oh, my God, it's a double rainbow. Remember that?
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Obviously, people made fun of it. But at the same time, I'm like, well, that's a little child, you know, viewing the world, right? Out in the world, you're just so joyful. It's cute. It's really cute. So I hope I have a lot more of those moments, too. So with that, let's remember we are doing the show just not for you and me to chat about all this stuff, but for folks that want answers to questions.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. First question of the day coming from Ginny. She says, hey, Robert, I am now involved in research for prostate cancer as my husband was recently diagnosed. Of course, the doctors recommend a radiation process that is targeted to his prostate with an additional treatment of hormones that lowers testosterone levels. My thought is there's always homeopathic options, but I think most that are affected are easily guided to the most accepted routes and that it is hard to fight as I am not the patient but still affected, of course. I'm confused by that little mini paragraph there that Jenny wrote. What do you think she was trying to communicate there? That she's into the homeopathic but her husband might not be?
That's kind of the impression I got, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, darn husbands. My husband takes a lot. Oh, listen, this is good. My husband does take a lot of whole food supplements, also lipospheric vitamin C, innate selenium, chromium, and innate folate, B6, B12, and innate magnesium, other vitamins too. I think he's on the right track as he is working through exactly what to do. If you have a former show that specifically deals with prostate cancer that I can loisten to, I think she meant listen, and may have missed, please let me know. Thank you for staying involved and helping us stay and maintain our health one day at a time, Jeanette. Oh, well, listen, I appreciate you. You know, I love you. Your family's wonderful. I've known you for years. And your husband, too. Men can be a little stubborn on that, although he is doing a lot of good stuff here. And I think that, you know, if you're not on a homeopathic prostate formula that will include Sabal, which is saw palmetto in a homeopathic form and other things, that would be great. If you already are, great. You're doing the selenium. Make sure that the selenium levels are up high enough with the innate, 400, 600, maybe even 800 micrograms a day. And remember, too, that prostate issues, cancer inclusive, are, you know, the slowest form of cancer, right? People will end up outliving the cancer. They'll die of something else. So to resort to targeting with radiation and female hormones, I'm not going down that road. You can be certain of that. And Superdon, the manly man, is not going to do that either. But the idea here is what else can be done.
When did I become the manly man?
You have always been the manly man.
The manly man. Yes.
You're the Marlboro man. I don't know if you switched over to what is that thing when you vape stuff instead of smoke it, but you know, then I don't know if the Marlboro man did that, but he used to smoke the tobacco. Yeah, anyway, it's just another side I'm thinking of. Distraction.
I don't ride a horse either. No.
You don't ride a horse.
No, no cowboy hat. No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, hey, one of the things, not a doc, our good buddy Chris Barr talks about D, the whole food form of vitamin D, 2000 IUs is important. You know, other superfoods are going to be important. I think selenium's number one on the list. I did a show many, many years ago. I don't know if you were on board already. This is how far back it goes with the guy from Echonugenics, Dr. Isaac Elias. He's originally from Israel, and he utilized the modified citrus pectin, MCP. And he's used it both for prostate and breast cancers. So that's another consideration, as well as the homeopathic, as I said, prostate formula. You could take homeopathy and make, you know, the organs, they call them sarcodes, or you can actually do the cancerous tissue from a prostate in a homeopathic form to help target it further in direct action.
And one other thing I'll throw in there that has been used a lot for prostate cancer is cannabis. I mean, this is something we can go straight to
Tommy Chong,
right?
Yeah.
You know, he's been a big proponent of that, and it worked for him.
Yeah, and I know in Tennessee it's not as cannabis friendly yet, but still, you can get it. People have access to it, and if nothing else, at least the CBD component. I think it might need both, but by all means, get what you can. Our friends at PlusCBDOil.com will hook you up, and the code is RSB15 to get 15% off. If you want 15% off, that would be awesome. We'd be happy if you took advantage of that. RSB15, go to PlusCBDOil.com. So hopefully that's helpful. Remember, hydrate. We talk about hydrogen. If you have Echo Water, that supercharges the selenium, the antioxidant. So that's going to play a real strong role there as well. And, you know, just thinking about not overreacting, right, to go to radiation and hormones like that. Because, as we say, the things that he's doing, it's already a slowest moving cancer just about that they know of. But on top of it, he's doing so many good things. 20, 30 years from now, he's still alive. The cancer hasn't killed him, right? That's how it goes. Or we modify some of the things that we're doing right now and tweak it more direct even, and it eliminates the prostate issue altogether. Even better. So, good.
Even better.
Yeah. All right. So, from prostates, let's go to, how about scoliosis? Scoliosis.
Yeah, that's something we don't talk about very often.
You're right. David's writing in about this. By the way, do you remember any kids with scoliosis when you were in school?
Yes, yeah. I do. In fact, there was a thing where when I was a kid, I went to a doctor, and they were actually at the time concerned that I may have had it myself. It turned out that I didn't.
Same here.
But I did know some people that did have it.
Yeah, and in the worst cases, I remember seeing kids in a brace, right? Like they're wearing this full thing. I'm like, dude, that's not comfortable. It might not even be a good thing. I don't know if I'm a
I remember just a funny story. I remember the church that I went to, they'd have like youth dances, like everyone like once a month or something like that.
Yeah.
And there was a friend of mine that had it, but I didn't know. And she was wearing one of those things where you're right. I mean, it was like a strapped around with a straight thing on the back and stuff like that. And I tried to like dance with her. She got embarrassed because she was wearing the thing.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Well, normally that's how I dance, even though I don't have that rod in me. It's like, come on.
You do the scoliosis shuffle.
Right. I guess so.
That's it. Okay.
We're horrible. We're making fun of people with scoliosis. No.
No,
we're not. So David says, would you please share any thoughts on stabilizing adult scoliosis? My friend had two rods inserted as a child, one for her back and one for her neck. Now she feels as if her torso is headed in one direction and her hips are twisting in another direction. Now, this is a brutal case of extreme medical intervention. And I believe in most every case, completely unnecessary. Maybe a doctor of chiropractic can chime in on this and find, is there a case where you actually put a rod in other than, you know, you've broken your back and shattered it and they need to hold it in place. But with scoliosis, now, we'll have to get... you know, the Caecilia.com, Caecilia.com, that's an amazing thing for reestablishing the proper curvature of the cervical and lumbar vertebrae. I'm not saying that this is appropriate for someone with rods in their back, and I don't even know, David, if this is your friend, still has the rods in if they were inserted and removed. Because you think about it, if they inserted it as a child, how do you grow with the rods? You'd have to eventually move them or alter them. But I reached out to my good friend Joni Abbott on this one. And Joni's working with Dr. Jay Johansson. And you can go to idealspine.com, idealspine.com. And they deal with a lot of scoliosis, adult scoliosis. But Joni was telling me that the extreme cases where the rods are in there, you're having to deal with scar tissue. And once again, remember Doc at Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, talks all about scar tissue, stopping the flow and movement of energy in the body. And that creates a lot of big problems down the road. And this woman might be feeling that at this point. Now, she recommended that when it's that extreme and they're doing the rods and stuff, that they refer out to someone in Kansas City, Kansas, I believe. But if you go to idealspine.com, you can find Dr. Megan Leahy, L-E-A-H-Y, Dr. Megan Leahy. Or you can, you know, consult with Dr. Jay Johansson. They're both available if you go to the idealspine.com. And Superdon has it in the notes as a link in response to this question, David. So that should hopefully get you on the right track there.
Yeah, and thanks for the question. Like I said, this is a topic that we don't really talk about much, but I know it is something that a lot of people are dealing with. In fact, if you remember a good radio friend of ours from way back, Bob Long.
Oh, yes.
Has been dealing with the scoliosis situation and had to get some surgery and stuff. So, it is out there.
Yeah, so folks, if you can avoid the surgery, by all means do so. One of the ways I think that would help, get the TrueAlign body system that we use here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to Cacilia.com. It's linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. This is one of those things that also has the code RSB15 for easy access and discount, 15% off. And it's something you'll have forever. You can pass down to your kids, and you just lay on it, let gravity do the work, and it can really help to reestablish the lumbar and cervical curve. And I utilize it, and I don't use it enough. It's right there. You take advantage of it. Sometimes you unfortunately, you take it for granted that it's there. But, man, when I'm on it and I get off of it, I'm like, dude, why don't I do this every day? I should do it every day. All right, folks, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back to wrap it up with Super Don here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, remember, folks, well, we had Doc Newsom on last hour, and it's pretty intense. Go back and re-listen, but get that Magi Complex along with the Detox 1 and 2, simple two-week protocols. Get the lymph moving, get the liver kidneys going. Go to rsbreports.com, rsbreports.com, download the free e-report, and get on it. Get on it, folks. It's going to be life-changing. That's what we do here. Bringing that power to heal back where it belongs. Also, upcoming events. I mentioned the Tom Woods Show 1000th episode was delayed until September the 30th. I plan to be there for that. I hope you, if you didn't plan on attending, now you have the opportunity to do so at the end of September. Then the Truth About Cancer Live 2017, October 5th, 6th, and 7th, Orlando. And then Marlene's Market and Deli, Tacoma, Washington. That's Wednesday, October the 11th, a live radio broadcast outside the box with Ty Bollinger. And then following, a live lecture. That's right, public lecture at Marlene's Market and Deli, Tacoma, Washington, then heading down to the NPA Northwest, Portland, Oregon, talking silver and immunity. Hey, Super D, you're in Oregon now. How far is Oregon, Portland from you?
It's pretty far. I'm actually in southern Oregon,
yeah.
And Portland probably, I'm going to guess, is about an eight-hour drive.
Dude, I thought you'd be closer, man.
No,
it's gonna
get
you out of your time zone. By then you're going to be itching to get on the road again after doing 2,000 miles. You're like, dude, I need to hit the road again.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait, yeah.
And then my beautiful brain 2017 Schizencephaly Convention, October 20th, 21st in Orlando. And then the annual International Iridology and Integrative Healthcare Congress, Dr. David J. Pesek, and a lot of others going to be there. I'm going to be speaking on molecular hydrogen on the 20th of that event as well. So keep checking back at robertscottbell.com for upcoming events, and we'll keep you in the know, plug you in, and bring that power to heal back where it belongs. We're not taking stuff from you. We're giving stuff to you, okay? Unlike this guy. Remember that movie, was it Home Alone? Remember that Home Alone movie?
Oh, yeah. Macaulay Culkin and yeah. Joe Pesci.
What was the little kid's name in the movie? Kevin? Kevin! Right?
Yes.
Right, so he had to do battle with some bandits, but they had nicknames, or they were trying to, like, there was an M.O. that they wanted everybody to know about.
Yeah, well, yeah, what would happen is they'd go in and they'd wait until somebody was on vacation. They'd go into the house, they'd steal all the stuff, and then it wasn't Joe Pesci, but it was the other guy.
Right.
Wanted to create a name for them so they had some kind of notoriety. So what he would do is he would turn on the kitchen sink so that the house would flood.
Right.
And he wanted them to be called the Wet Bandits.
Right. Well, if they came up with a movie today, it would be like the Hurricane Harvey Bandits because everything's wet. Down there, and it's overwhelming.
Right.
But again, the idea is a nickname. Bandits like to get a nickname, apparently. Well, a new kind of bandit has appeared in Los Angeles. Again, people that just don't get enough attention. They got to figure out how to do it. What are they calling these bandits?
Well, they're not the Wet Bandits, although I guess technically it could be wet. But these guys are known as the Bird Poop Bandits.
The what? The Bird Poop Bandits? Come on, really?
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, have you ever been pickpocketed?
I attempted in Rome, Italy, of all places, but no, it didn't. It wasn't. They weren't successful.
Now, I haven't either. But apparently, these guys are good at it. What they're doing is, I'll just read. It explains it here in the very first thing. Police in Los Angeles are seeking to identify a pair of bird poop bandits using avian droppings as a distraction to pickpocket pedestrians.
Yeah, they're actually walking around with bird poop and smearing it on you, and say, "Hey, let me clean that off."
Well, apparently they tell them, "Oh, there's bird poop on your bag."
That were unsuccessful. They're from Arkansas.
So, you know, imagine I walk up behind you. "Oh, you got bird poop on your back. Okay. Let me wipe it off for you, dude."
Right.
"Oh, man. Oh, this is bad."
Thanks.
So while they're distracting them by, like, quote, wiping the bird poop off of their shirt, they're actually pulling stuff out of people's pockets.
Wow. And so are they on the lam? Are they on the
They were seen leaving in a silver Nissan Rogue with paper plates?
Paper plates.
Oh, like the temporary plates on the back of the thing.
Gotcha. Yeah, paper
they've
plates.
Got security camera photos of the suspects, and they're still looking for them.
Well, the bird. The bird is a word. All right.
Yeah.
Don't get caught up. If somebody says there's bird poop on you, unless you're Ty Bollinger in The Truth About Cancer. Remember when he got the bird poop on him? That was for real. Nobody pickpocketed him, though. Don't fall for the bird poop on the shirt in the tailpipe trick ever again. That's what we got to say. So there's your extra tip of the week here as we wrap it up. Irma's on the way. Again, prayers for all that are going through, especially down there in South Florida. I know we've already seen the worst of the worst in the islands of the Caribbean, but we hope everything can return to some semblance of normal. We know people are going to help one another, and that's the good part of this. And we'll attempt to be live on Sunday. If the cane hasn't arrived in full force and we have internet access as well as electricity. But in the meantime, that power, that electricity coming from far on high, a much deeper place, it's yours. The power to heal is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.